This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. Awesome shirts for awesome people. Get together and make more awesome. absfam.com. The Colorado Avalanche lost their first game of the 2016-2017 season. It had to happen sooner or later, and if we're all being honest, most of us were surprised to find the Avs rolling into Washington with a 2-0 record anyways. If you go back far enough into the exhibition and in preseason games, we were actually 9-0 going into that game. So given the caliber of the teams that we started the season against, 2-1 is not a bad record at all. As a matter of fact, two wins on this road trip is totally acceptable. It would be a great outcome. But that said, I think that we can win the game in Tampa, and I think that we're going to come out of this 3-1 against some of the best teams in the league right now. Whichever side of this emotional spectrum you fall on with the various scenarios, I offer you this. Nothing is ever as good or as bad as it seems. And I'll follow that up with this quick review of the 24-hour rule. When it comes to pro sports, win or lose, you get exactly 24 hours to either love it, hate it, celebrate, be disgusted, be upset, and then you have to get over it. You have to move on. You have to refresh, reboot, and be ready for the next game. And that's all the Avs need to do right now. The Avalanche shouldn't dwell on one loss after two really good games, and neither should you. Look at it this way, if we won two out of every three games that we played so far, we'd be pretty happy at the end of the season, don't you think? But just like it would be kind of unreasonable to be upset about losing one game to one of the best teams in the league, it'd be unreasonable to do anything with the sample size we have so far. It's three games, folks. We don't even have our real roster put together yet. There's guys coming back, there's guys yet to move. We're still figuring this thing out. And remember, folks, our new coach, yeah, he's a rookie. And even coaches have rookie moments. We'll get back to that in a few. So I think we can all agree that the Avalanche didn't play their best game in Toronto, and you know what? They almost never do. If you go back and you look at the record, they're never good against Washington. The way that teams match up is a curious thing, and Washington seems to have the number of the Avalanche. But then again, Washington has number 8 as well. Alexander Ovechkin is a lot to deal with on the ice, whether he's scoring, hitting, or just skating around causing trouble. And he does all those things, and it really seems to affect the Avs. I wasn't surprised to see that we lost. I was a little upset with some of the efforts from people, but at the end of the day, we lost to a good team. We're moving on. No, I take that back. We have to talk about the two big points in the game, the two things that everyone's talking about from the Washington game. The hit on Matt Duchene and Jerome Iginla thuggin'. So the Matt Duchene hit, it definitely was at the knees, but that's a hip check. That's legal in the NHL right now. You can hip check a guy and you can take him out at the knees and you can send him flying like that, which more often than not is going to end up in an injury. Thank God it didn't, but that's totally legal. The hit was legal. It was crappy and it was something that I think somebody should have punched somebody in the face for too. But at the end of the day, no penalty to be called because it's totally legal in the NHL as it stands right now. But here's a fun thing. Take that hit and remove the hip and put the knee in there. What if it was Matt Cook going knee on knee on somebody? Now that's a penalty, and that's something you can definitely punch people in the face for and not get a 2-5-10. Which leads us to the Jerome Iginla situation. Iggy is a classy guy, and he's had a lot of scraps in his career. And as far as scraps go, he still finds a way to do it classy, in my opinion. He doesn't jump guys, he doesn't fight guys who don't want to fight. He didn't do that in this game either. Wilson is a chump, and he's known to be a fighter too. Wilson, as a reminder, is the guy who took out Big Z in that game. Remember that predatory hit that everybody was up in arms about? Well, Iggy didn't forget, and I think that has a lot to do with what happened here. But there's more. Go back and watch the game again. I did. And if you're watching for it, you can see that Iggy is being chirped the entire game. These guys are going at him, and Iggy's only going to take so much before he drops the gloves and says, okay, back that up, motherfucker. This would be a good time to remind you that we like to use four-letter words when appropriate. Totally appropriate right there. Back to my story. Now, at the time that this is all going down, I thought right back to that big hit on Big Z and then the hit that was put on Duchene. Somebody on the team should probably be sticking up for some of our guys on the team, don't you think? Well, 55 was in there, but he was too afraid to do anything because he just got back on a roster. He doesn't want to get kicked off for going and fighting somebody, so when this went down, Iggy took it upon himself to go out there and make things right. I'm not mad at that. The penalty was stupid. All three of them were stupid. Go see Rycroft's reaction to it. I think he got it right. Iggy waited for the guy to toss his mitt before he started punching the big guy in the head. Now, he was ready before that. He had his mitts off and he was ready to go, but this guy was pulling a Matt Cook or Sean Avery, which is bullshit by the way, and trying to goad him into a penalty by being a little turd. In my mind, what Iggy did is legit. Now, maybe it could have gone a little bit smoother for him, but at the end of the day, he's dealing with Wilson, who is, like I said, a turd. So for the refs to call the penalties that they did, I think it was completely unfair. I don't think that he instigated anything. I think the instigation came from Wilson, and when it came time to do something about it, Wilson just tried to get the penalty and be a little turd. Anytime that I find myself this opinionated about something, I try to flip it around and decide what would I be saying if it was the other way around. Honestly, I don't know. Clearly, I'm a little bit biased, but at the end of the day, I think it was completely disrespectful, the calls that Iggy got, and I don't think that he deserved them at all. For the rest of it, who knows? And 24 hours later, who cares? That's the beauty of the 24-hour rule. So, with all that shit out of the way, here's what really went wrong for the Avs. Number one, they spotted a better team to lead. Again, that's three games in a row that they're spotting better teams a lead and having to make a comeback. You can't keep making a comeback like that. It's not sustainable. It's impressive when you do it, but it's not something that you can count on every single night. Two, they gave the better team power play chances. Five of them, to be exact. So we've worked on our vocabulary in four-letter words. Now let's do a little bit of math. The equation is actually pretty simple. 10 minutes of one-man advantage with the OV factor on the ice has a high likelihood of producing points for the opposition and changing the momentum and attitude of the game. And speaking of attitude, by all means, have one. But once we hit that 24-hour mark, turn that into energy for the next game. We need to play tough. We need to play a little bit pissed off, but we have to play with some discipline. 5-on-5, we're competing with every team out there. Penalty kill is, for whatever reason, not working. I'm not sure what it's all about, but didn't we kill like 23 or 26 in a row or something coming through the exhibition and preseason? Which I know doesn't matter, but it totally does. I'll gripe about that another day. Let's move on to the handful of players who I think are gripping the stick a little hard and having a hard time with the new coach and this season so far. It's a bit of a surprising list. First up is Tyson Barrie. Now, I know the guy's put up a point on the board, maybe a couple at this point, but when I watch his game, I see an uncomfortable hockey player. I see somebody who looks lost out there and doesn't look like they fit in. And I'm not sure what that's all about. When we first got a new coach, I expected Tyson Barrie to be the one guy who really benefited from having Bednar in the system. I don't know what's going on, guys. Barrie really seems to be struggling out there, and I'm not even sure what it's all about, but he's getting out-muscled, which I expect, but he's not getting to the puck first, and he's not making the big, brilliant plays that I thought that he would, especially not for a guy who just got a new contract. But again, it's early, there's not a huge sample size, so let's not freak out yet. Another guy who I expected to see just really boom out of the gates was Dutchie, but he isn't really producing anything. He's still fast, he has the ability to score, but he isn't. And you can also add to that list Grigorenko. I really thought that this guy was staged to have a breakout year, but he's playing third line minutes right now. And you know what? He's not really doing a lot with it. He's not being bad. He's not being a liability on the ice, but he's not really getting the chances and the players with him to do something amazing. I think that'll change. I think once we see Rantanen come back and we see Mitchell come back, we're going to see the whole lineup kind of have a ripple effect where a lot of people are going to get their game under control. Let's hope Grigo is one of those as well. All right, let's recap for a second and check ourselves. We all should do that every now and then. We're 2-1 against some of the best teams in the league right now. Both of our goalies seem to be getting into the groove early. They're playing good hockey, they really are. We lost to a great team, a lot of other teams lose to this team as well. And lastly, it already happened. Once you've stepped in a pile of shit, it makes zero sense to keep sloshing around in it. Just let it go, wipe off all the stink that you can, and move on. If we just picked three things that would improve our situation right now, it would be the things we talked about in the beginning. Don't spot teams' goals at the beginning of the game, don't take penalties, and the one thing that we didn't talk about but we need to do as well, attack the puck in all three zones. Go after it, get it, have the energy, touch it first, compete for it, and win. That's it, simple as that. And the last thing I want to talk about is our new coach, the rookie. I talked about it a little bit in the beginning, so let me dwell on it a little bit right here. After the game, of course, Duchene and Iggy were asked about their incidents, and the coach really didn't have their back. He didn't necessarily say that he thought they were stupid and wrong, but he kind of did all at the same time because he said, oh, I didn't see anything wrong with the hit, but I didn't really see it. I'd have to go back and look. It's kind of passive aggressive right there, and it's anything but having your team's back. You don't have to lie. You don't have to say, no, I think that was totally wrong just to think what Duchene thinks, but you should probably just hold back on saying it didn't look bad to me. Let me look at it. I didn't really see it. Second one is with Iggy. He's doing what somebody needs to do on this team, and I respect what he's doing right there. So for him to say that it wasn't really a good thing, that's true. It wasn't really a good thing because it ended up in a lot of penalties. But as far as leadership and have accountability goes, I think that Iggy did the right thing, and I don't think the coach really backed that up that well either. He gets a free pass. He's a rookie. He's just learning this stuff, and maybe that's his personality. Maybe I'm not going to like him nearly as much as I like Wah, but at the end of the day, he's a coach, and if he gets the job done, you're not really supposed to like him. You're supposed to respect him. We'll just file that as work in progress, like everyone else on the team. A big thanks to all of you who've reached out with questions, suggestions, and just to say hi. We appreciate it. Keep doing more of it. And to our new buddy, Sean Hunter, who is at S3E680N on Twitter. Thanks for being awesome, man. Y'all should follow him. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Go check them out. They're awesome. You're awesome. Make more awesome. Stay awesome.